Welcome to SwordsCast. I'm here with Rusty.
Hey.
And Swords.
Yo.
And this is obviously the first episode, so yay!
Yay!
Just in case this recording ever gets decapitated from the site, this is the first ever episode of SwordsCast, and hopefully not the last. And it's October, 7th, 2009?
Yep, October 7th.
All right. Let's get to it.
So for today, we're just going to introduce some of the current sections for SwordsCast. We've got some current news on the site, a small number of projects to go through, some interesting current events going on, both on the site and in the real world, fan content, of course, and we've got the introduction of our mailbag, since you guys have been naughty and haven't sent us any mail. You need to send us mail. We want to read stuff from you.
Feed the mailbag. It's hungry.
Yeah, really. SwordsCast@gmail.com. That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so current news. As you guys all probably already seen on the news on the site itself, the site has moved. But that consists of, if you remember before, we were on a Tim Duo host from before, and my understanding, there was some problems recently with Tim Duo. The site has its own host. We're hosting our own thing, so we're on our own domain, animationsource.org. Looks like it. And with that, Steve has implemented, with the excuse of the site move, Steve has implemented a lot of background upgrades to the site to make it run smooth. Better, and overall, just set it up for the inclusions of the Animation Source Hub and the any future source pages.
Yeah, like Spirit Source, which he has been talking about, and he hinted at that this may be the next site in the lineup of all of the Animation Source sites. There's not sure about if there will be any others soon, but we've got some hints about that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on. apparently, with the site move, we've also come across a bunch of problems with some spam bots, as you might have noticed if you're frequent on the forums. Spam bots have been posting either anything from like advertisements for random junk to pretty inappropriate stuff. We're trying to deal with that because we kind of disabled new members joining on the forums because we're not really sure where these guys are coming from. But so from what I can tell, they're decreasing and they're in number of occurrences because we've been banning all of them. But
what had happened was, obviously, with any site update, any update to pretty much anything computerized, when you update something major, bugs tend to show their ugly face. And with regards to the bugs, to the bots, it's just bugs, holes opening up in the security from before.
All these spam bots to get through.
Exactly. And note that this doesn't mean that there will not be more spam bot postings, just because it has been fixed. No more bots will be joining the forums, but there will probably be some more posts by these same bots, because we haven't banned them all yet. We don't know which ones are actually going to be active, so it's just kind of a waiting game right now. As soon as they post, the topic will be deleted and the bot will be banned. Keep reporting.
Security is pretty much up now. It's just that all the bots that have gone in before the security, the new security went up, they're still inside. So we're banning them and cleaning them out as they post. So their numbers are decreasing as we work.
All right.
That being said, use your going a little out of order with our notes. That being said, if you see any bot, just report it.
Don't be afraid to report it.
Also, don't. They're bots. Two things about that. Do not reply to anything they say on the forums, because they're not actual people.
They will not respond.
They will not respond. And another thing, for your safety, do not click on any of their links they have in there. Their signature.
There are some things on those links you probably will wish you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not advertisements for like purses or stuff, they're advertisements for war stuff. So, yeah.
And you can always tell a bot if it's in the wrong section and it just looks like a completely bogus message, and if their username doesn't make any sense. Usually it's just a random combination of letters and numbers that doesn't even come close to being a name or a word.
Especially if the text is written in some other text. Like, we got a whole bunch of spam written in Russian. So, yeah.
Just be wary and keep an eye out for them and help us out.
Yeah. Believe me, don't assume we've already noticed it. We might not have.
And with the site move and the opening of security, one of the more recent additions is the Talisman source. So we're glad to see another section to join Balto and Lion King source.
Mm-hmm. And it's small right now, but we're really hoping that it will increase in size as more people start to visit. We are so happy to have an extra section with us now, and hopefully it'll just bring in lots more fans and just help us increase our popularity, become a nice big family sort of group, because that's what Baltosaurus was really meant to be, sort of a nice community of friends who try to get along. It's not always that way now, but, you know, it's meant to be a fun community.
It's the common interest is what the site's getting into. Common interest in animation, mm-hmm. cartoons and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. classic stuff too.
Yep.
So we're all here.
Yeah.
Okay, and also with all these things, if you see any bugs on the forums, any general bugs that might have come up from the updates and anything that's changing, just report them. Report them from the site, and be specific about those, because.
Yeah,
we kind of need that information to fix them. And same thing with the forums, aside from normal rule breakage and bending and stuff like that. Report bugs you see there too.
Yeah. Because that little exclamation mark button, the gray one, that's all over the site on different pages. They have them next to the fanfictions, art, everything. It's not there for just for show. Go ahead and click it.
Yeah, especially take a look through the newer underdeveloped sections like Tailspin Source, since it's relatively new. You know, it's not perfect. You know, actually, not the site itself isn't perfect, but, you know, make sure, find a bug, PM or email Steed or Togo, because they're the admins. Or one of us if we're more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could pass that up to Steed or Togo.
Yep.
And congratulations to Togo for making administrator. We haven't said that yet.
Yep.
All right, so a little bit of a public service announcement for you all. We are, the mods are a small group of people, members on the site. And as you know, what our job is to kind of keep you guys safe and protected from rule breakage and just make moderate the site and make it enjoyable to stay. That said, though, you members are a part of the moderation process, as so are we. So we don't have a million eyes. I mean, there's what? Almost 10,000 members? Aside from the ones that haven't posted yet. But those are a lot of pairs of eyes. Help us find problems on the forums and report them.
We can't be everywhere at once.
We wish we could.
Just see anything, report it.
The same goes on the shout box too. If you don't know how to report on the shout box, because I know recently, or somewhat recently, I guess it was like early summer, that Steet updated the shout box to where it's a little different, and some of you might not have been on since before he updated it. How you report somebody's message is you click on their name, and a little box will appear right above the shout box, and it'll have their icon, a copy of their message, a link to their profile, and you'll be able to see that little report button there next to that, their message. Go ahead and click that. That'll send a copy of that message to us, and it will also give you the option to fill in a reason. There's a drop down reason box where you select what rule it's breaking, and then you have another box to explain why it is breaking the rule. Use that box.
And not just in the shout box. Anytime you report something, use that box, that text box. Be specific. It helps us a lot.
Because
you have no idea how much of a trouble it is to figure out what's happening for ourselves when it's just a generic report.
Especially with like reports when they say other and like they put nothing. We can't tell what's wrong.
We can't always tell what you're thinking. So go ahead and explain it to us. Don't take that extra minute, because it'll save us about 30 minutes trying to research everything, find the message. Also, on the shout box, it only gives us a copy of that one message. We used to have a nice report system where it gave the messages from the last 5 minutes, I think it was. It doesn't do that anymore. We get one message. So go ahead and explain what's going on.
Yeah, we don't want to have to go through all the previous messages until we find yours and all the ones around it.
And that could be 5 hours later, so...
Yeah, give or take.
Basically, the general line is, help us help you.
Exactly.
Alright, so let's move on to the projects on the site and the forums. Obviously, this is SourceCast, and you're listening to it, hopefully.
Yep.
We're still looking for a few people to help us out, mainly in the areas of some sound effects, some other sound bits, music.
Graphics.
Especially graphics.
Background stuff.
Yeah.
And by joining, you give us reason to humiliate you on the SourceCast itself. At any given time, just to have fun, you know? It's a fun job.
And we'll probably bring you on here to talk at least once or twice. We'll at least mention your name in the credits. Mighty Balto has made us a logo for now. It's kind of plain, but it's nice for now. It really is.
You should see how it looks on the iTunes store. It looks pretty good.
It looks really professional there.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, SourceCast is on iTunes.
Yep.
Yes. Just and search Zencast. SourceCast. You'll come up with two results. One is we're, of course, the one that does not have the explicit label on it. That does not.
At least I hope not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think we'd get a notification if they said you're... Your podcast has now been labeled explicit.
Yeah. Also, we're the one with the wolf avatar. I was looking for a picture to put on that would kind of denote us, and I didn't have a picture of Balto at the time, so naturally I just went with the one I had.
It's that
one brown and white wolf from the Wolf Quest.
Little comment for before. You crazy SourceCasters. Explicit. Explicit. You guys are crazy.
All also, right. So there's a sticky topic in the other section on the forums that has all this information on it. We've got a project page open on each of the source websites. And again, our mailbag is open. We have an email at Gmail, which is obviously sourcecast@gmail.com. Or you can PM stuff to any of us. That's Rusty the Fox, Swords of the Wolves, or Anayu Kylestis. And yeah, that's a weird pronunciation. It's Latin, by the way.
If you've seen the name, you know which one it is. So
yeah, and again, we're on iTunes, YouTube, Rever. We're on my podcast, which is a podcast host specifically set up. That's where we have our RSS feed through. And now we're on Zencast. So check us out at all those locations.
for anyone who doesn't know what ZenCast is, basically anyone who owns a Creative Labs MP3 player knows what that is. And thanks. just to say right now, the program itself, ZenCast, is picking up SourceCast itself. If it's not, just grab the RSS feed and put it there and subscribe to it that way through the program. The site itself, ZenCast.com, isn't picking up on the SourceCast when you search for it, but it's there somewhere. We're still trying to figure out to make it easy for you guys to find it there. But other than that, it's on YouTube. If you can't find it on ZenCast, it's always on YouTube.
Yeah, and it awesome. Should be fixed soon. So.
Yep, and you can also remember to friend us, subscribe on YouTube if you want to. You can even send us PMs on YouTube if that's preferable to you, because we still get notifications in our mailbag.
Yep. Oh yeah, and we want 5 stars.
Yeah, we want 5 stars. Rate us 5 stars. We want good ratings.
4 stars is okay, but we prefer 5.
And if you give us 3,
4 stars is not okay, Swords.
If you give us 3, we will hate you forever.
Oh yeah, 3 is unacceptable, man.
All right.
And so, I think Rusty, you wanted to talk about your Net Coliseum project on the forums.
It's not okay. It's an ongoing project, as you guys have seen it before. It's in the video game section. It's not something new, but it's there. And it's a lot of times, especially most of the time, it is dry. It's dead. Not dead. It's still there. But getting new games, getting online games, want to challenge anybody? It's there. I run it all the time. I check it there. Though it's kind of hard to run it when the video game section itself is so dry. Not just Net Coliseum itself, but we try to get new people. I try to work. I want work there. I like that place. So,
yeah, I mean, if you play World of Warcraft, just challenge somebody.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with that new Halo ODST game that came out. God, that's so it's so popular.
That'd be
a perfect place. I mean, if anyone else has the game on the site, challenge them there. It'll be fun, you know.
I'm sure it's not just one of you on the site. 10,000 members who has the game ODST Halo. Really, come on, it's big. So,
yep.
Give us the information. Just post it. Do whatever. Try to follow the setup I have, but do whatever. If there's something missing, I'll tell you. Just all post right. it. And I'll update
if,
the game.
If it's missing, we'll like edit it appropriately.
Right.
Mhm. Alrighty. And then, hopefully, you've all seen the new contest opened by Steet, or contests, I should say, because there are two of them. He's looking for people to help design new animation source websites in the future. And the template, as we kind of talked about earlier, is a design on graphics and information for Spirit Source. Obviously, this is for Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, and he has, like I said, two contests open. One is for creating the graphics and image and basically the whole layout of the site. He has a couple good examples posted, and a few people have already submitted several entries. The other contest is for creating the information, like the summary of the film, summaries of the characters, what they're like, and all that other content that you would see on the Lion King Source and Balto Source and kind of the main film section areas. Yeah. So if you're interested in helping out, go ahead and submit stuff to that. Actually, I saw a preview of the build website tool the other day, because Steet was messing around and he was in a good mood. So he gave Denny and me a preview of how that is going to work, and it's awesome. It's so easy to use. I remember him talking about how updating the site was so hard before, but he has changed that, especially with the new move. He has made it super easy to add on new websites to the whole hub and just to put the information in. It's great.
Yeah,
and
even if you want to do an animated film other than Spirit, which I mean, even if you want to do something other than Spirit, you know, you can choose like, I don't know, off the top of my head, Treasure Planet. Okay, I just pulled that out of the air.
Yeah,
If you want to do Treasure Planet Source, you know, feel free, go, or something like that, you know?
Yeah, because basically the contests are there just to help him pick new people to design these websites in the future. We don't know what he's planning on actually designing in the future, but if you're interested, go ahead and send in an entry.
And really, yep. Who does know what he's planning? The schemer.
He's always so
secretive. It's so much fun being around Steep because he has all these projects going and no one knows about them, essentially, until they actually release and we able to enjoy them from day one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's fun that way.
Yeah. Guys, so now we're going to head on to some news about around the world, general animation news.
Current events. Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're going to start out with something you might have all heard of, the massive and surprising merger of Disney and Marvel. Disney, as if you haven't heard, bought the entire corporation of Marvel Comics for $4 billion. Which, as from what I'm finding out through various news websites, is that it's actually going to help Marvel, you know, in the entertainment business. But don't worry, fans of Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, whatever. They're not, believe me, Disney, from what I hear, is going to let them have a lot of the same freedom they had when Marvel was still with Paramount Pictures. Because, you know, they're not going to make Iron Man all cheesy. They're not going to make the upcoming Captain America and Thor movies cheesy. You know, they're not going to make a cheesy Spider-Man movie where Spider-Man meets up with Mickey Mouse or something like that.
It's not going to be Kingdom Hearts. Don't get excited.
I wish they would make Kingdom Hearts with superhero worlds, but unfortunately that's probably not going to happen. Yeah. As much as I would like to see, you know, Sora fighting alongside Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America in World War II. You know, that would be awesome. But, you know, whatever. You know, don't worry, guys. The Avengers movie that's coming out is still probably going to be pretty awesome.
Remember, kiddies, do not believe the fan art that you see on DeviantArt. Or anything else like that.
Don't believe any parody artwork that
Disney and Marvel are going to keep their own cubicle, I should say. They're going to have their own space to do what they've done best before and keep it that way. It's just that now, instead of, what was it, Paramount Pictures that Marvel went through to published?
Marvel's
it's going to go through Disney.
Papa Disney's going to give them lots of money to play around with.
Yeah, but the only difference you'll really see is that instead of the Paramount logo, you'll see the Disney logo.
Probably the Disney logo is going to be changed to be like through the smog or something like that. You know, like they've done with the Warner Brothers. They've changed that logo, the looks of that logo, to fit with the movie anyway. So something like that could happen with the Disney logo for those specific Marvel movies.
Yep.
Alrighty. So let's talk about the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes. New movie, animation movie that's coming out.
Stop action animation.
Yes, stop action animation.
And if you don't know what that is, think of Wallace and Gromit and the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movies, the Christmas specials.
I'm serious. I have not seen stop action animation since Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I got to say, they did this pretty well. And they've got an all-star cast. Like, I'm reading off a list. George Clooney, Bill Murray, Meryl Streep, Adrian Brody, Owen Wilson, just to name a few. You know, that's all-star cast right there. You know, this could be either really good or really cheesy. So,
but still enjoyable.
The previews I've seen have looked pretty funny, and not to mention George Clooney is the main character, and that's just pretty awesome in and of itself. So
yeah, George Clooney. George Clooney's got some pretty witty remarks in the trailers I've seen. It should be good, assuming that's those good scenes are the only ones they decided to put in the trailer, and everything else is bad. But whatever.
Yeah. Well,
let's hope for the best.
Yeah.
It looks good. I hope everything goes well with this.
Put it on your list. Put it on your list.
Let's see. Release date is November 25th, 2009. So mark your calendars, people.
Hey, is that close?
Yeah, it's close to Thanksgiving, actually, for us in America.
See it with your family and see with your family like the day after Thanksgiving, because I don't think any theaters are open on Thanksgiving. But see it with your family like the day after or something, day before.
Yep.
And there's a topic. Where was it? Where is it?
Oh, what's I made a topic for it in the animation section. I don't know. It's somewhere in there, but I posted a link to the official trailer on YouTube.
We'll find that. We'll dig that up and put a link in our topic, too.
Yep.
All right.
That's Rusty's review of some interesting stuff that Steep brought up originally on the forums, but Rusty has been doing some more digging. Rusty, you care to tell?
Review from Steet?
No, Steet brought it up, the Epic Mickey.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was like, oh yeah, I found like a weird steampunk style Disney game.
Well, okay. I didn't know Steet had brought it up because I've come across it before. Basically, Disney Interactive Studios is making a game. A video game for the home consoles, Wii to name one, as that's the only one that's been coming up for it. But it's a game, and it's right now titled called Epic Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
You could give your 2 cents about that name, but it's a placeholder. And there's just been speculations, just fans talking about it and the industry talking about it. And recently, at least on GoNintendo.com, I always go there, they post up a little story detailing the first details about this Disney Epic Mickey game. And from the looks of it, it's an adventure / exploring game. So pretty much Zelda, Okami, if you play those. If you play them, you know how to expect. If you haven't, shame on you. Go play them. But anyways, it's going to be, from the looks of it, it's going to be an adventure game. Mickey's going to is getting a makeover that is quite retro-styled. So, personally, I don't know what that means exactly, considering some of the other information.
I found a possible concept picture, which I'll post up, too. Looks interesting.
Let's see. Mickey's tools are paintbrushes, erasers, thinners, pencils, and more. Basically, a lot of animation tools, drawing tool.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it looks like it'll be a lot like Okami, whereas you just use these art tools to get around and change things in the world to make them easier.
Pretty cool.
And the general plot from these first details that I've come together is that the game involves a world where forgotten Disney characters and rides from their theme parks, Disneyland, Disney World, have disappeared. The characters are cast off into this world and become bitter and broken down. The character Oswald the Rabbit runs this weird forgotten world, and he's out revenge to get revenge on Mickey because he's so jealous of Mickey's popularity.
Yeah, explain who Oswald is, Rusty.
I actually don't know a whole lot about him, but he's like an off character of Mickey, an offshoot of Mickey.
Didn't they say on one of the websites that he was Walt Disney's first animated character?
Now that's history. Yes. It's true that Walt Disney's first character was a rabbit, but it wasn't Oswald. Okay. That rabbit character was essentially stolen from him by another person, and then he created Mickey.
Okay.
Oswald, I don't know. I actually don't remember who Oswald is.
Okay, well, I thought that on one of the websites it said that was who he was, and that was why he was bitter. As far as storyline goes.
It may be. I don't know. I may be thinking of a different character altogether.
Okay.
That has come in. He's also a mouse, this particular character, but Oswald is not. He's a rabbit. if you guys remember anything about the Phantom Blot from classic Mickey cartoons or comics or whatever, he's involved as well. He is unleashed, and his goal is to wipe out Mickey and the rest of the cartoon world.
Main antagonist, basically.
Yeah, along with Oswald. He starts to take over Mickey's world, and Mickey, obviously, as the hero, aims to stop him. There are puzzle elements involving the saving in the cartoon universe. And that's essentially it, I found. I'll give you guys the link to the Go Nintendo site, as well as the link they share to the main article. And I also have a special link to interview done by, I think it was Game Informer? Yeah, it's a Game Informer interview done with Mikey Warren Spector about just his involvement with the game and Disney, essentially. Just really cool. And that's all I have. Actually, no, there's one more thing. So staying on topic with Disney, last Tuesday, Square Enix released 358 Days Over 2, part of the Kingdom Hearts series for the DS, Nintendo DS systems. And I got a chance to play it recently. Not a whole lot, but I got a good portion of the time. And I'll tell you right now, it plays just like the PlayStation games. And it runs just as smooth when you play single player, which that's the only thing I've had. And if you've played the other two games on PlayStation 2, Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, you'll pretty much fall into this game as far as controlling it. And I'm sure if you played it before, you're a fan of the story, so you'll fall into the story as well this time. This time following Roxas from Kingdom Hearts 2 and the Organization 13. So if you guys love Axel that much, you get to fight alongside him.
Yeah, and there's a 14th organization member too, I think, female.
Yeah, that's part of the story, but she appears rather early in the game,
okay.
So I could talk about it. Her name is Xion.
Okay.
X-I-O-N.
Okay.
That way. And she's just the 14th organization member, and the story pretty much centers around Roxas and Xion.
Alrighty. And then I'm sure there's probably more that involves her as the story progresses, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know exactly who she is.
It's kind of slow going from what I can tell, but it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
The way the game is set up, it's not an open world to explore like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 are. Instead, it's set up like a mission game where you're in this hub, which is Castle Oblivion, but the castle in the world that never was. And that's the Organization 13 hideout, essentially. And you control Roxas through that. It's like a hub. There's a shop there. You get to talk to the other characters. And then there's Sykes, who pretty much offers you a whole bunch of different missions to complete in specific sections of the game. You sign up for those missions. There's different there are different requirements. Sometimes you're solo. Sometimes you're, at least from what I can tell, teamed up with one other Organization 13 member. And then you go to a preset location for that mission, be it Twilight Town. Let's see. So far, I've gone to Beast Castle from Kingdom Hearts 2. Basically, so far, only worlds from Kingdom Hearts 1 and Kingdom Hearts 2. Nothing new, but that's fun. And you're kind of enclosed just to the mission area. So sometimes the missions are find a specific enemy, boss character, and destroy it. Sometimes destroy these dark blobs that are all over town. And then once you complete it, you're able to complete the initial requirement or keep doing the same mission objective to get even a better score, and then return home for extra prizes. And then that's pretty much how the game goes. Then there are key story elements once you complete a certain set of missions. And the game mainly goes tells the story through readable text, but there's a lot of fully voiced cinemas in the game, especially the opening video, as well as a number of the in-game stuff. As far as I can tell, they are still all the original voice actors from Kingdom Hearts 2. So the same actor for Roxas, same actor for Axel, and mainly all the major characters.
Right.
And that'll be it. I think that's all I can say right now until I actually buy the game for myself and beat it.
Yeah, that's one game I gotta buy.
Yep, I hear.
Alrighty, and Swords, I think you have another review for us?
Yep. I'm going to be reviewing the new animated movie by Tim Burton, 9. You might have heard about it. I'm going to do a brief synopsis. Basically, this professor, or scientist, creates these 9 little robots that are encased in what looks like some sort of burlap material. He makes 9 of them. They all are together, and they kind of have their own little culture in what is a post-apocalyptic world where machines were created and they turned against the people and killed everybody. And yeah, kind of a cliche end of the world story, but I gotta say, it's the graphics are amazing. I was like, wow, that is awesome. This is like, everything is so intricate. It's almost as if it's real, but you know, then again, you don't see people too much. You know, there's a little kind of pretty scary images, which is kind of why it's PG-13. The only thing I don't like about it is that it progressed a little too fast. You know, the 9 character, his name is number 9, is he progresses too fast. Like, he's activated, and then like within, I guess, 2 hours of time in the movie's world, you know, he's already using really complex reasoning skills. It went too fast, you know. Things were a little rushed. And another thing that bothered me is that when people kept saying 9, no, don't go 9, it sounded like they were speaking German and saying no. I'm serious.
I had that thought when you said that too.
I'm serious. It just sounded like they were saying no in German. But that only happened really at the end, which is the end is when it got annoying. But fortunately, by that time, there isn't much of the movie left. But otherwise, I left the theater pretty satisfied. It's worth watching. It's fun to watch on the big screen. It's not a movie you see twice exactly, but it's definitely worth watching, you know, seeing in theaters and renting later on when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
But that's all I can say about it. You know, Tim Burton's done his magic on this. It works. It's a good film. I enjoy it.
Isn't it actually Tim Burton's first totally computer generated movie?
I think so.
All right. I'm getting nods. Yeah, it looks, I think it is. So that's also an interesting thing to see coming from him.
Yeah.
Just to say real fast that when I first saw the trailer, or at least a commercial, something like that, I have to say I thought it was a video game to begin with, just because of how it's animated.
Yeah.
And the way for a video game and the way the trailer that was created for it, it looked like an awesome video game, but it turned out it's a movie and it's still rather satisfying.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Me too.
Actually, what I hear, it was originally, it's based off of a short film, and it won an Academy Award for being, you know, the best animated short film in 2000-something. And I guess Tim Burton, or the guy who created the movie, got up with Tim Burton because they wanted to make it a full-out movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess there's only so much you can do with a short film to make it an entire movie, but it was very satisfying to see. You know, Elijah Wood, who plays Nine, does a good job. I can't really tell who the other characters are, but they're all it's pretty well done. You'll enjoy it.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Alrighty. And this is normally the area where we'd talk about anything extra we have planned to talk about, but we just don't have anything extra to talk about today. No guest speaker, though we probably will in the next two or three episodes, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it depends on how our schedules go.
Alright, listeners, so now we're on to a fun section, and that's just the general, the fan news.
Well, as you guys can see on the main page of the site currently, or not so currently, but still, Kirada updated the fan news, the fan features, week 2. And aside from her little just reminder about our mod duties and stuff like that, we're into first the fan art features. So first up is White Phoenix Rose, and going through her, it's actually really cool, really cartoony, really awesome looking drawings, as well as some detailed. Very nice job, I have to say. Just make sure to check out that gallery. General comments from me, you know. Leave it up to you, but there's a reason. There's a reason why she's been nominated, or he's been nominated. I can't tell why White Phoenix Rose has been nominated. Check her out. Let's see. I keep saying her. I don't know. Sorry for that. Next up is Jones, and let's see. There's no lacking in creativity from what I see in the comments. Let's take a look. And again. Really cool. A number of full background pictures and comics. Like, I see a little comic in there. Just fun images. Really interesting style, especially against the black background instead of a white background most of the time. Pretty cool. Breaks from the norm. Another. Check it out. Reason why Jones has been nominated. And the last one for fan art is Jet. And the comments says general style is very romantic.
So let's take a look.
And
yeah, I can see where that came from.
Me too.
And Jet, wow. Also, reason for being nominated. Very detailed and very, just like the comment said, romantic styled themes or themes, like that's how the theme is seemed. And most of these images.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very talented. And I'm not saying that one person's better. Well, obviously, with age comes with experience. And with time, practice comes with experience. Everyone has their own pros and cons. And everyone's learning. So, make sure to check out White Phoenix Rose, Jones, and Jet for fan art features on Kirada's fan updates.
Yeah.
Next
and
up is fan
Jet
images.
Actually, well, Jet actually has one of their drawings is the selection of the week, so go ahead and check that out too. Especially because of that.
Yep.
But yeah, so fan images are next, and Kirada has seen fit to nominate two people this week, Tainted Heart and Wolfdog 98. She has mentioned that both of them are pretty talented at rendering and just making fan images in general, and I definitely agree, especially with her judgment on Tainted Heart, because these are some amazing renders.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. They look pretty good.
I think it's said that she uses Photoshop. Yeah, she's one of the couple people who use Photoshop to render, and she uses it really well. Because like Kirata also said, not a lot of people know how to use Photoshop well to render.
Yeah.
Most of people just use it for the backgrounds or effects, but these are some amazing images, so you should check that person out. And Wolfdog98 also has some pretty amazing renders. Let's see. We've got...
Ooh, nice.
A lot of them don't follow the normal lines of the picture, so that's amazing itself. So.
He's not afraid to play around with the...
And these are some bold, thick lines, too. But they're not... This person's definitely not afraid to just go with the flow and do their own thing. It's nice. They're very impressive looking.
Yep.
So congratulations to Tainted Heart and Wolfdog98 for making the feature of the week.
All right. And that leaves us with contests and projects. We've already touched on the create a new source website and making the styles. And projects, of course, there is the Source Cast, but there is also the Balto video game. From what I can see, it looks pretty nice. Looking at all these images that they've already gotten for this game, you know, I'm seeing buttons for credits, image little sprites for like the airplane from 3 and trees. I'm even seeing a sprite for Jenna too, which is pretty cool.
Is that a Patchy's video game project, or?
I'm looking at the one on the site.
Okay.
This one on the site is for Red 13.
Okay.
But Apache is making one. He's got a topic for that on the forums.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and after that, both ideas sound very good. To be honest, it would be pretty interesting to try it out if this gets finished.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is that the user Chala is making a revamped version of Balto 3. This actually kind of sounds pretty interesting, because granted that movie wasn't as good as it could have been, but they're accepting whoever wants to be in a voice actor or singer, story writers, script writers, all that kind of stuff. We've got, 9 members so far. They're always looking for more. That'd be fun to try out.
Yeah, I might do that.
I don't know if I'd make a good voice actor. People have told me. Wouldn't all the characters I wanted to speak for have been taken already?
I don't know. I've kind of got a mannish voice, so.
She said that, not us.
And let's see. And last but not least is make a funny comic about Balto. So, pretty straightforward. You have a title, at least 8 pages. Got to be humorous. You know, I guess we don't want any dark, moody kind of stuff.
Yeah,
which I agree, it can be cool, but it's not what we're looking for here. User Saib Husky is hosting this comic. They even got prizes, too. Let's see, first prize is short movie-like video of your character, 5 drawings of anything you want, and 3 images of anything you want, made by Saib Husky. Second place is just 5 drawings and 3 images of whatever. Third place is 3 images of whatever. So, all the people who enter will get a free request at the end of the contest. So got some incentive there. That should be fun. And reminder, deadline is January 12th, 2010. So you've still got some ample time to work on it.
Collect your ideas, put it on paper, finish it up, polish it.
Yeah,
that's plenty of time. We're in October,
It's October 7th. We've got until January 12th. And plus, with winter break coming up, you'll have plenty of time.
Hopefully.
For those who are in school. So that's it for contests and projects.
Yep.
Cool. All right. I'll be taking over the next thing. And you guys seen it before. And especially anyone who's ever read the role plays or... If you just make role plays yourself, we started a while ago the RP Honor Award,
mm-hmm.
and that was pretty fun just to get a little bit more incentive to get better quality into the role plays. Well, as you guys probably realized, we haven't been on top of it as far as keeping it active. I guess just the format was a little bit too much on the four mods that were involved in the selection process, and now especially with the addition of Talisman Source, that's another place to keep looking at, and the separation for the Lion King source and Lion King content on the forums, and it essentially just became too much for a little small group to handle with our own lives in the balance. But now with the release of Sourcecast that you're listening to, I plan on revamping the RP Honor Awards to change it so that it's a feature in the Sourcecast. And so far, nothing too detailed so far. But instead of we're planning on reducing it from four selected role plays to maybe two. To be announced right here on the Sourcecast. That way, and the length of time that they'll be sticky will be extended as well. That way, you guys have ample time to create high quality role plays, and we have ample time to read through them and keep our supplies of quality role plays, you should say, so that we have enough to last the RP Honor Awards for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'll just keep in tune. I don't know what I'm going to do with the four separate topics for the RP Honor Award, but stay tuned. I might do something and update all four of them.
Yeah.
With new information.
Look for more information on those topics on the forums, or just for a new topic on the forums, and also keep listening for more information here as well.
Yep. Oh, and another note on role playing, the Tailspin source has been pretty empty in terms of role playing. I'm looking here right now, there's only one role play and there's nobody has joined it. Although 41 people have looked at it. Take a look. I took a look at it. It looks pretty good, but granted, I have not really looked at I have not really seen this show, so I'm not very familiar with the characters.
And it's the same thing for me too. It's just,
much as I'd like to join in, I don't think I could do very well on it because I'm not that familiar with the characters. But I'm sure that some of you have seen this show and would be perfect for it. So take a look. Eclipse wrote a very good plot for this.
All right, and this week I decided to do a fanfic review, and I apologize if I totally mess up this name of this author. I really do. but the fanfic is Jenna's Wish by Skolblaka Shirtigal. And I'll have a link up to her gallery as well on our page. Basically, a summary is that all of Balto's and Jenna's children have been adopted, except for Alu. Jenna quickly worries about her daughter's welfare, especially when she leaves to seek out her destiny in the wild. She's given the opportunity to make a wish and change her life for the better, but what she doesn't realize is that it could turn out horribly wrong, and that was a summary from me. Basically, I chose it because it was shorter, since this podcast was going to be kind of short compared to probably some of the other ones. And I had kind of a short notice of finding one. But it was shorter, and it didn't have a continuing plot line. Like, I would love to review some other stories that are in a different series, like Dragon Tamer's Toby series, or the Brown Hill Spirit series from Cat and Draco, but we just didn't have enough time. So I chose a one-shot with a plot that didn't really go anywhere after the story. And this one was pretty exceptional in nature. It was well written, and it had a nice twist mid-story that I'm not going to tell you about so that you go read it.
Incentive.
Yeah, I'm going to go read this after this is done.
Yeah, and the twist serves to drive in the moral of be careful what you wish for really well, and I was really glad that she included that moral, because so many times, I know, I find myself wishing for stuff that I think back later on, and I'm like, you know what, I'm really glad that didn't happen. But, however, it does have its drawbacks. The plot did seem to deviate from the original idea when Jenna starts realizing that every wish she's making is coming true. This makes it a little awkward, and it doesn't really resolve the issue of why she shouldn't wish away a losing existence. Because basically what she does towards the beginning is she wishes that Alu was never born. And it doesn't really resolve that portion of the story. It just she just kind of starts deviating off on this other path, and it's a little strange. But all in all, it was pretty all right. Despite this, the grammar is proper, and Skullblocka has many other delightful stories to read as well. It flowed well, the transitions were good, it was a good story, and like I said, though it kind of deviates from the original plot line, it was very interesting to read, and if you've got time, go read it, it's only 4 pages long, it's nice. Don't take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Also, she has plenty of other good stories and several that I really want to read. I just haven't had time to check them out yet. She's got a good wolf series, and she is an exceptional author. A lot of people like her work.
All right.
And then let's see. We've got some birthdays.
Yay.
So who's had a birthday? Basically, I missed a couple days in October, and we're just going to announce the ones for October, because I didn't really start recording them until the first day of October. So, we have Swords, who turned 19 on October 1st.
Yay!
And we've got
for you.
And we've got Wolf Girl with the two carrot symbols and an apostrophe, who turned 14 also on October 1st. And then on the 4th, Cyrus turned 19, and the Soldier turned 16. And we didn't have any birthdays for today, and like I said, I missed a couple days in there. So I'm sorry if I've forgotten you. Go ahead and feel free to email or PM your birthday, or if you want to send a shout-out to somebody who's going to have a birthday in the next episode, go ahead and do it.
That's the mailbox. That'll be the mailbags.
That's what the mailbag is for.
And I'm going to try to start keeping track of every birthday as the days go by. I might need some help doing that, but yeah, that's pretty much. Happy birthday to everybody who's had a birthday.
Thank you.
You old man.
Swords is old, isn't he? I'm older.
Come on.
It's okay, I'm older.
are you 19 or 20?
I'm 20.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. I feel like the youngest I'm here. Oh, well.
Not by much.
No, not by too much.
Like, what, a month? A little bit?
Yeah, a month from Halloween. I expect things when that comes around.
No.
Alrighty.
Right, the next exciting section of the Sourcecast is rather blank. It's the mailbag. the Sourcecast topic, sticky topic in the other section of the forums. We posted a link to the mailbag, sourcecast@gmail.com, and frankly, and this was in the hopes of getting something to use for this first podcast, but it's empty. Members, where are you?
Why have you abandoned us? We feel unloved.
Well, hopefully, maybe after this cast, we'll get some more guys to send us stuff.
I hope so.
I mean, we've already got a few followers on YouTube.
Yeah,
so.
that's good. So, hopefully.
All right. But, okay. So, the thing with the mailbag, I've come up with some sections in it. Let's see. For the mailbag, you can ask a question, like, general question. Like, I don't know. Whatever you want. Questions, comments, suggestions for the source cast, what we could do to improve, what you like, just general questions. Another one is member stories. I actually don't know how this will work, but let's say here, you want to share little events that happened to you on involving animation source on the site or on the forums.
Just like go ahead and happening.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to us. And if it's with the allowed time we have, we'll share it live. If you also wish for us to say it live or just want to share stories to us privately, I don't know, it's up to you. A little fun section we have is Ask a Mod or Ask a Sourcecaster. And it's another questions thing, but you're able to single out specific moderators or sourcecasters, you listen to them right now. And ask them questions, be mindful. We might
answer back in a really weird way.
If you send us a really, like a loaded question, and we realize that, we'll probably, yeah.
Also, there's two separate sections. There's the general questions, which are more serious, or under Ask a Mod or Sourcecaster. Those are
a little lighthearted. Fun.
Give us material to make fun of you for.
Yeah, or you can make fun of us. You know, it's just meant to be fun. Like you can ask, "Hey, Sourcecasters, why are you so lame?" And then we'll be like, "We're not lame. You're lame."
Something
I hope
like
not that.
That
cheesy though.
But at least try to be more creative. You know.
Yeah, just a little fun section. It's not just us. It's not just me, Rusty, Swords, or Aniyu. You could single out Togo, you could single out Steet.
Yeah, and, we'll try to get them on here and answer your question verbally. If we can't, we'll pass it on and see if they have a funny reply, and we'll read it off
like
for them.
Read off text, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, and the final section feature of the mailbox is just the general shout out. Give a shout out to all your friends on Animation Source and Community.
Mm-hmm. This is where you would put in your friend's birthday announcements.
Yeah, or you can highlight somebody's achievement, or you can send in a suggestion of what you want us to talk about. Like, say you've got a project that you really want to get people interested in. Send it on. Tell us to talk about it. Or even we might just include it here as a shout out. You never know.
Yep.
And then, we have some. Little rules about this though. Whatever you send has to follow the site rules. Just be respectful, you know. And if it doesn't, we just won't read it. Just be careful. If you really want something to be said on the show, just respect the rules. Aside from that, there's really not much else. Just make sure that in your subject line, in your email or PM to us, make sure you put the put mailbag, and put whichever section you're going to put for questions, comments, suggestions,
so
member
like,
stories,
you know,
ask a mod, sourcecaster, or a shout out.
So yeah, so like you know, in the topic line it'll be like mailbag colon question or mailbag colon ask a mod, something like that.
Yeah, and if it's something multiple, if you have something for each of the sections. Just include those sections into the subject line. So
yeah.
mailbag hyphen questions comma ask a mod, something like that.
Yeah.
Just help us stay organized. It makes our job a whole lot easier when sort going through the mailbag because we also get other mailbags for other mail from YouTube when you guys subscribe to there. Hope
YouTube,
you do.
iTunes,
you know,
stuff like
stuff
that.
Like that. Just help keep us what's happening with the Sourcecast and other various things. And I have an exciting little thing for you guys. The Sourcecast's first shout-out. And
going under the rules, they'll be from me. We have a gigantic roleplay in the other roleplay section called Rites of Passage. And it's actually extremely huge for a roleplay, but it's something Swords, myself, and even Suka, or Dr. Rex, as you guys like.
He's now known.
Now known, and Lux, as well as some of my friends, Cyrus and his brother. I don't know his name yet. but he'll join. He'll join, and it's long. It's very detailed, and it's very exciting.
We spent a good part of a year, you know, thinking up of a storyline and a setting. So
yeah, you guys put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, that was
it's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you.
Let's see, what was it? We started the project in October 07, was it?
Oh wow,
yeah. Was it 08? Oh, I think was it 08?
We started in it was in 07, and then we. I don't know. I remember.
It's been
so
long.
You posted your character's bio on DeviantArt or something, and I said, you know, hey, maybe we could do like a role play or something about it. And he was like, yeah, well, let's make this huge. And I said, sure.
And after that, it took us a good part of the year to actually post it, which we actually started posting it July 28, 2008.
Yeah.
And from there, we've developed, it's so big. There's even a world map of this new world, Echolon.
Yeah, you can check it out. It's on the first post.
Yeah, yeah. Be mindful, it's a lot of reading, big old wall of text. I mean, we've met the 60,000 character for that post limit.
Yep.
But be mindful, it's a lot of reading. I it might scare a few people, but read through it.
It's perfect.
I think you can make do without reading the main post if you so wish, and just start reading when the story starts. But just take the time to read it. I think you'll enjoy it.
We haven't gotten very far in the story, but it's... I mean, you know, I myself am pretty hyped for, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, so... But, no one can join. We close that off. But follow us. Follow us in this adventure with our characters.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And
we'd like to allow people to join, but, you know, at like, what, 5-6 characters, it's getting hard to keep track.
For something this big, it's hard to keep track, so that's why it's closed. But follow us with the story. Follow us through the adventure. You guys, we like our readers, so we try to make keep things interesting.
Yep.
Yep.
How's that for the first shout-out?
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, it's something. All right, so this concludes the mailbag.
And that pretty much concludes the first episode of SourceCast. Thanks for coming along with us. I'm Anayu Kylestis.
I'm Swords.
And I'm Rusty.
Stop in and check us out again sometime soon, and hopefully we'll have some more mail to read.
Okay, yep. just remember you guys will probably see updates on the main site about new episodes for the SourceCast. We'll try to keep the sticky topic in the other section of the forums updated for upcoming episodes and events involving the SourceCast, and when we're going to set deadlines for the next mailbag for the show. Catch us up on YouTube. We'll have a link to YouTube, to our channel.
Check us out on iTunes.
iTunes.
And Rever.
And
Zencast. And
Zencast.
That's it. We've got a website in the works. It's just not finished yet.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for all this update. We're still getting started, but it's going to be an exciting set of episodes. We're looking forward to the next one.
Yeah. And if you still want to help, just make sure to fill out that form and PM it to me, Rusty, Swords, or even send it into our email address, and we will look at that. We still need a little bit of help.
Yep.
All right.
Alrighty. See you guys later.
See ya.
See ya.
In the night, the winds blow cold, and in a heartbeat, the fear takes hold. Deep in a storm, There's a place that's soft and still, where the road waits to be taken. If you only will, the voices inside.